We want to welcome everybody to this Brighteon edition of Take Five. We are spreading the good news from east to west, north to south, and I'm Janice White. Today for you, we have an incredible interview with Dr. Carrie Madej and Pastor Dave as they dive deep into the topic of transhumanism, theories about what exactly is being brought back from Mars, Nephilim, and how this all ties in with genetic altering technology that is specifically targeting our DNA and why. We also have an interview with the amazing Julie Green, and she and Pastor Dave discuss post-election results, how what we're seeing play out in the physical is not what Julie is hearing from the Lord, and how it is God that we need to keep our gaze focused on right now. Julie goes into detail about how leaders will be raised up, while others will be brought toppling down, and how our capital will be moved from D.C. to the great state of Pennsylvania. So stick around for these amazing interviews. You don't want to miss this.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
We're going to introduce you again to our dear friend, Dr. Carrie Madej. Dr. Carrie, good to see you again.
Hi, great to be back again, Pastor Dave. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've been on a whirlwind tour for the last 10 days, and I'm home, and it's good to be home. No place like home.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Really good. Mm-hmm. So what, we have a blood moon. Did you hear about this blood moon? First time ever on an election tonight.
Yeah, I know. It's all these signs in the stars, signs in the heavens, huh?
That's right. And I just saw somebody sent me a video of the governor running for governor, Doug Mastriano of Pennsylvania, during his speech. He was giving glory to God, and then a rainbow came right down. Absolutely amazing.
Wow. So yeah, I'm seeing lots of rainbows lately.
Yes, I saw a rainbow from my deck before I went to Mar-a-Lago just last week. So God is showing his glory across the country and throughout the world. So what's new and dear on your heart?
Well, like I was telling you earlier, I'm going to the Red Pill Expo in Salt Lake City this upcoming weekend. And they wanted me to talk about how I know this information about transhumanism and the technology inside the shots. How did I know this seemingly before just about everybody else, most people at least? And those came from meetings that I attended. And I always say these were divine appointments because somehow I would be just at the right meeting at the right time and I would hear something important. And then the next time, right? I look back and definitely this was God putting me in these positions. And I didn't understand why at the time, but now I do. One of the more important ones was a scientific meeting, World Congress. And the scientist called Craig Venter, sorry, he is known to be one of the head people for getting the human genome all mapped out. And so he was really proud of these new technologies that he had, and he was presenting them at this World Congress meeting. This was 2013. And so one thing that he did say is that, you know, to map out the human genome so quickly with the technology they had, that was a quantum leap in our knowledge, meaning we weren't supposed to be able to do that. He admitted that. And he said that many people asked him how he was able to get this knowledge. And he says, I'll never tell them how I know. And he kind of insinuated perhaps he was given the knowledge, because too many things have happened where we have quantum leaps in our understanding. And he also said in the beginning, he's like, what is God? God creates. Now I and others can create. So now we're gods, and pretty much little g gods, right? So this is how this meeting started. I'm like, well, this is interesting. He said many things, but he was very, as people are who are not connected with our Father Creator, they don't seem to have much reverence and a sacredness for life. So he thinks that life is just ones and zeros, like a binary code. He believes that our genome is what makes us, and that if we just break it down and translate it to a computer code, that's what it is. And if we change the computer code, then we change the species. It's easy as that. That's it. You're just a brand new species and you go on. He doesn't understand or have a reverence for our soul and our spirit and our connection with God. So it's kind of dangerous for people like that to have this knowledge and technology in their hands without the wisdom to go along with it.
Right.
So he was bringing up, okay, so now we can break down the code and we can put it into a computer system and manipulate it. He says he, in his mind, thinks that we're fragile, broken beings. And so now he has this knowledge. He's like, well, what if we take different animals? And let's say you can have sonar, hearing, and sight like a bat. I mean, why would you want that? But I don't know, super soldiers. Or he's just giving these examples. What if we put that gene from another animal inside you? Well, I think that's making a chimera, right?
Right.
The other thing that he brought up is like, well, he was bringing up about reconstruction of alien life in secure labs. I don't know how secure you can make that. That's just hilarious to me. And he says, don't worry, we've been doing this for a while. So I didn't know we were already on Mars. What he's saying, this is what he's saying they're doing. So he says they have an ability. So now they can scan something, get the genome, and they can change it to a code in the computer system. Because it's a code in the computer system, that code can be sent wirelessly, right? And then downloaded by another computer. So that's what he's saying. These little robots we have on Mars, supposedly, they've been taking soil samples. They found a bacteria there. They call it the Conan, the bacterium. Did you realize this?
Jeez.
They called it Conan. So they're finding, they say, microorganisms. They're analyzing the genome. They claim now they're translating it to a digital form, sending it wirelessly. They say with the right, when Mars is closest to Earth, that it would only take 4.3 minutes to send the genome back here to Earth.
Wow.
Okay, so now we have the genome in a digital form. He claims they have this box, and the digital form can go in the box magically. I don't know how this happens. Sorry. I'm laughing because this sounds so surreal, right? They can then make a genome in the real world from something from Mars. How dangerous is this? He says, don't worry, it's a secure lab. How secure can you make that? And what are you doing? You don't even know what you're doing. So how would they just, so this is just a genome. How could they just, they can't create life, right? So what he's done is they can take a normal bacteria we have on Earth. What they've been able to do is take the genome, this a code, put it in this bacteria from Earth, they can manipulate it where this genome will accept, I'm sorry, the cell bacteria will accept the new genome as its own and erase the old genome. So again, let me say that again. At one time in the bacteria, there'll be two genomes from two different species. They claim they've perfected this technique where the old genome is erased and the new genome stays. So on the outside, it looks like a bacteria from Earth, but on the inside, it's not.
Wow.
If this is true, what they're saying they can do, this is quite dangerous, right? And he claimed that they could do this genome swap in anything, including a human. I mean, this is what they're saying. You know, there have been reports of people who get stem cell transplants because they've had cancer,
yep.
Bone marrow transplants. And in some cases, that if the person is still able to reproduce, particularly these are in men, that when they are having a baby, when they have a baby, they realize that the baby's gets half the genome from the father, half from the mother. They realize the baby's genome from the father is not of that man. It's actually coming from the donor bone marrow. It's a different genome.
Whoa.
Somehow the genome got switched in the person with the stem cell transplant. How many people is this happening to? I don't know. There have just been reports of this happening. So is this the same technique that they're using? Sorry about my outside noise. We don't know if this is the same technique that Craig Venter's group is using. We have no idea. So this is really concerning. The other thing he brought up was, since the human genome is so fragile, what if we found by archaeological digs an extinct superhuman? What if we found enough DNA from an extinct superhuman? I mean, I could guess what they're talking about. So yep. Could you, right? We've talked about this before.
Yep.
Nephilim, you know, Nimrod, Gilgamesh, in all these writings saying that they were superhumans, but they're not. They're not good, right?
They're not nice.
So here you have people, in my opinion, with technology that was given to them, because they don't really understand it themselves. They really can't explain it, but they have it. And that they're trying to do things as in the days of Noah.
Wow. That is absolutely incredible. When this outside source they're getting it from are not humans, right?
You know, all I can say is he's making by his own admission, these are quantum leaps in our understanding and our science. So where is it coming from? He won't say. It's just interesting. We can only hypothesize where it comes from, right?
Right.
One thing to know is he's claiming that they are creating new life. But think about that. They're not creating new life. They're not. God breathed us into life. God spoke and here everything was created. They can't do that.
No.
They need life. They need actual us life. They need this world. And all they're doing is hijacking it. So no matter what in their mind they think, they're megalomaniacs, psychopaths, they think they're not creating anything. They're just taking life that exists and hijacking it and manipulating it and, you know, really making it into something that's not good. And so in that aspect, we have to look at it for what it is. They can't do anything that they say they're doing. I mean, we shouldn't let them do what they're doing, of course, and know that they're doing this kind of technology probably has something to do with what's going on right now in the shots.
Yep.
Of what they're attempting to do. One thing that is interesting though, when reading up on one of the main bioweapons, gain of function bacteria, it's called mycoplasma. So most people know this as a walking pneumonia. It causes many other things like any autoimmune disease, cancers, all kinds of things. But it is a truly a bioweapon. It's a gain of function. So the interesting thing about this, and I've seen this in my clinic, the people who get really sick from this, the one that it really affects are the people with a really toxic body. So your terrain is important. Mm-hmm. Also, you have to have something, an emotional shock or emotional distress. So you have to have a lot of fear in you, a lot of anger, a lot of unforgiveness. So people who have a significant negative emotion to them, plus toxic terrain, that's the only way it really affects them. Wow. That's amazing to know, isn't it? Here, this gain of function, really crazy gain of function organism that they've manipulated with for decades, really isn't that powerful when you consider, if we remember who and what we are, that we are made in the image of God and that the Holy Spirit can reside within us, and that our power of our thoughts, right, the intention that we have, and then also taking care of our holy temple, mm-hmm. you know, not treating it badly, then it works. You know, it absolutely works. So here's with this high tech, you know, who knows how many billions, maybe trillions of dollars put into these projects, trying to make something super terrible, super, super dangerous. And if we remember what the scriptures told us, is do not fear, do not fear, do not fear.
Right.
And the scriptures told us, you know, who and what we are, and we embrace that and we are that, then even the scariest thing can't affect us. And that's a good thing to know about this. And that this is Satan's MO written all over it, because yeah. Satan can't create anything. He can just try to mimic and blaspheme and invert anything and lie to you and make you think that this is all him.
Yep.
So if you know this is his work, then do not fear. I mean, you have to know what they're doing, but also know that the scriptures, to me, are telling us the way to go with this.
Absolutely, they are. My mentor was Dr. Chuck Missler, and he talked about this way back in 2002, 2003. He said the exact same words that you just spoke. He said that they're going to have a computer code system that manipulate the DNA. At the time, DARPA was already working on a super soldier by manipulating the DNA molecule. He said they would get it from alien sources, and he even said that there's Nephilim walking among us today, and people thought he was absolutely crazy and lost his mind, and he was right.
Absolutely. He was a smart, smart man. I wish I was able to meet him before he died. But he's really amazing where he brings the science and the scripture together. Yep. And it's brilliant the way he was able to do that. We're not alone here. And archaeology proves that.
That's right.
You know, the elongated skulls, they were able to take DNA samples and found that they don't match the genome of humans. They're different.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I bet you if they were able to take the DNA samples of giant bones, they would see the same thing. But no one's been able to get that because they're taken and they're hidden from us. So we can't see that. And people need to realize that the scripture is telling us the truth. It is the truth. So it's not just made up. It's not a fairy tale. Like a lot of Christians believe that.
Right.
It's telling us what we need to know, because for this very moment in time, we need to understand. I think it's important to understand that there are entities out there, because people think, oh, I think people just made a mistake, or they just didn't know. I mean, they're trying to excuse away what's going on in the world. And I know, because with beings and entities that think like this, you can't rationalize with them. They don't see the life as us. I mean, they don't have empathy or conscience. A lot of them just feed off of terror and fear and panic. I mean, it's completely almost a 180 of what humans are supposed to be, right?
Right.
And so we have to understand that what is going on, and that we can't do this without God, because if it is a spiritual warfare, which it is,
yep.
We are being humbled right now and knowing that we don't have human technology to fight this fallen angel, alien, whatever you want to call it, technology. But if we remember who and what we are, and we are calling out to God, repenting, and really doing that with our hearts, that he always hears us, he loves us, and he will heal us in our land. He's said that in the Bible more than once. And there's more than one example of that. So I really think that it's important to be understanding what kind of battle this is and what we're up against. What does it mean? And what is the solution? Because the solution is, there's only one solution. It's that we need God. We need to bring God back into our lives and our country and our land and our world. That is imperative. And then remember that the scripture told us what to do. Do not fear, do not fear, do not fear.
Yeah.
And science proves that we're not supposed to fear.
That's right. That's what Dr. Chuck Missler used to always say, too. He says, the science is not disproving the Bible. The science is proving the Bible 100%. Every day. And yeah. So the average Christian would say, why have I never heard about this before? And we just kind of, first of all, only 10% of the church reads their Bible. That's the number one issue that we need to do. We got to get Christians in the Word of God, because you quoted the Bible several times, do not fear. The second is they remove the book of Enoch and the book of Yasser. But even in our 66 books, in Genesis 6, and then you have Nephilim, Anami, Anak are mentioned 47 times in our Bible. And then you take the book of Enoch, which was originally in the canon, and the book of Yasser, you see all the pieces and parts come together. And our Bible quotes the book of Yasser 3 times. Jude references Enoch 2:3 word for word. Peter talks about the angels that didn't keep their first estate. So it's all over the Bible once you see this.
Yeah. Oh, it's there everywhere. And people, I think a lot of people say those were the parables.
Right.
Not. No. But the science proves it. I mean, we have scientific proof. And we talked about it before, about the day we went to war with Iraq, 2003, March.
That blew my mind.
Our government, their main intention to be there, and we had Delta forces there, special forces, was over the tomb of Gilgamesh Nimrod. So our government is interested in biblical history. And it wasn't just because he's a guy. He was supposed to be a superhuman, right?
Yeah.
And they were after, of course, the artifacts in there. They claim they didn't recover the body, but there's other reports that they did. And there are reports that he was a true giant. You know, his body was superhuman. And that that actually in the Wall Street Journal does say there was a resurrection chamber that was recovered. And so what does the resurrection chamber mean? I mean, people made hypotheses about what that was, but supposedly that is quite valuable. Who knows what knowledge they gained from that? That's pretty impressive, because our own government acknowledges this, that this is a real thing, that this is important. So we need to start paying attention. The Clinton email dump actually referenced that as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. As I told you before, I know a high-ranking person that used to serve in Area 51, and he confirms all this stuff. That's what they were using. That's how we got our technology. We reverse engineered it.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you shouldn't be given technology outside of your wisdom, right? It's very dangerous. To me, it's like a toddler with an atomic bomb in their hands. You're like, wait, what are you doing? You know, it's something that we shouldn't just be messing with like that. And it's something that we need to understand what, you know, people are doing right now. And also, Craig Venter talked about how, and this has been backed up by other scientists, that they've been humanizing pigs and other animals. So people know that, oh, they put maybe like a little, maybe just the immune system in a mouse. That's fine, because they're testing them. Well, I don't know if people realize that we are closest genetically to pigs. Okay, not apes, not chimpanzees, nothing. So that blows away the theory of evolution right there. So all those people that believe in the theory of evolution, that and many other examples will show you that it doesn't work.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages, or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name, and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration, and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com. SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package, emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
This is Pastor Julie and Pastor Dave, and I'm just going to go through this really quick. And here's a picture. I don't know if we can see that, but that's with this gentleman with Julie Green, prayed over him. So this is what the Reawaken teamwork is. I have to put my glasses on to read this. He says, Dear Pastor Julie and Pastor Dave, I enjoyed meeting you in Post Falls, Idaho, at the Reawaken Tour September 16th and 17th. I wanted to share with you some moments that are praiseworthy. With my wife, Tammy, and I arrived at a hotel Thursday night. I made my way to the jacuzzi and came an elderly lady named Caroline, whom I helped in the jacuzzi and began conversing with her. It turned out her niece was performing the national anthem to open the tour in the morning. Caroline indicated she was going to get baptized, and I decided to do it with her. She was also looking for a way to the hotel after Friday's event. Tammy and I offered to drive her back. I told her we had upgraded to VIP tickets, and I was going to try to get the front row seats. Friday morning, she texted me at 6:30. She was holding the second row seating for on stage. We thoroughly enjoyed our event, including meeting you both that day. When it came time for baptisms, Caroline and I were in line waiting when prayer was being offered, and I passed on the first invitation. I had been praying for regarding my knee before. A second invitation was made, and I thought I might as well go for it since I had knee replacement surgery scheduled for November 30th, 2022. So when I went there, you were with Julie, and you were praying with someone, so I went to a fellow near you, and he laid hands on my knee and prayed over me for 10 minutes and looked me in the eyes and said, "Let's take a walk." We walked the length of the lawn and back when I noticed I'd been carrying my cane instead of using it. Very exciting. I thanked him, and he went back to the baptism line. Caroline and my turn came up, and Caroline went right, and I went left, and I was to be baptized by Pastor Dave. I entered through and looked at Pastor Dave, and he said, I'd like to christen you my new shirt, his glory shirt. He looked at it and says, "Nice shirt," and under water I went. After drying off, I began to search for Caroline and couldn't see her, so I asked the staff if they'd seen her. The staff spotted her lying down on the ground with several people surrounding her. I went right over, found her giggling and breathing and giggling some more. "Julie, you had prayer for her and were watching over her till she was ready to get up. You spoke of this in your interview with Blessed to Teach." We went back to the hotel ready for Saturday. 2 weeks later, I canceled my knee replacement surgery. God bless you both. Amazing.
Wow. That is so awesome. I remember them.
Yep. Isn't that awesome? That's yes. What happens at these events. The miracles, yes. And the glory of God is just, it's continuing to grow and grow and grow.
Yeah. I mean, people just think it's just a political event, and it's like, no, it's not. It's becoming more of a God event. And yeah, there's some political there, and I think it might have started political to get people awakened and what's going on in this nation, but it really is turned into a God event. And I believe
starting next year in January. It's even going to be more focused on God than it is on just the politics alone. So
yes, it is, and we're going to see that. We're going to be streaming President Trump's rallies going into 2023 from the His Glory TV platform. So you're going to see Jesus come in more and more and more into 2023 and 2024, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and I know, you know, we were here in Pennsylvania, and people were discouraged with what's been going on, because we were just talking about before the show, but, you know, do not get discouraged, anybody who's out there. God warned us an election was not going to save this nation, but he also said that victory is for this nation.
Yeah.
So do not be discouraged. He also has been telling me several different times, he said, I have set traps out for your enemies, and they had been caught red-handed. So he knew they were going to do what they did. And so that's what I was telling you here last night in Pennsylvania. It ain't over.
No, it's
not. It ain't over until Gaza is over, and it's not over until we win. And so no matter what state you're in, no matter what those results look like, because our enemies pinpointed certain states. And so that's why I do believe why we were here. We were here to intercede, and we were here to pray.
Right. Absolutely. And if this would have been a true just tidal wave, red wave, the glory would have went to the candidates instead of the glory of God. It was never going to go smooth like that. And anytime you get people saying red wave, red tsunami, you know they're going to cheat. And we've been talking about them ready to cheat. General McInerney was so concerned about it that he reached out to me while I was in Missouri, and he wanted to get on before the election. And he called it perfectly again. He told the states, all the 14 states that they were targeting, and he specifically said Scorecard and Dominion, they would use. He was absolutely right. Once again, Mike Lindell was catching them live last night on Lindell TV. And he saw them switching the vote from Herschel Walker. So you got Kemp, who won by 8 points, and Walker, who's going to be in a runoff. You don't split the vote like that. And they caught him.
And you know what? We saw some of the team. We saw them switching votes last night on the screen. I think it was for Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake, yeah. We saw the Arizona one be switched. And then if you looked at Pennsylvania, supposedly a person who signs, and I've been in Pennsylvania like probably 5 or 6 times this year, his signs are everywhere.
Yep.
He supposedly lost by like 500,000 votes, and then you have Oz only losing by like 20 or 30,000 votes. That doesn't happen that way.
No.
Most of the time, if you're going to vote, you're going to revote down the ballot. You're not going to vote for a Democratic governor and then a Republican senator or whatnot. These results are so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. So there's been a lot of people discouraged because where is God and why did God let this happen? He didn't. He said these things were going to happen. He said, this is what you need to do about it. He says that you need to pray. You need to declare the victory. And he says, I am the one who's going to cleanse the House. I'm the one who's going to cleanse the Senate. I'm the one who's going to remove that president. I'm the one who's going to bring the president back. It is all God. And like you said, it is his glory.
Yep.
The Lord said there was going to be a red tsunami. He said there was going to be a red wave. There was.
Yep.
They sat there and tried to pollute it down in order. There was and the reason why I knew that is because, one, God said, but also it was people were doing me prophecies fulfilled, and they kept sending them to me. Even the news was saying a red wave. The news was saying a red tsunami. It was going to be a bloodbath, basically, for the Democrats. And all of a sudden, then they say now this morning it fizzled out or something like that. I'm like, no, it didn't fizzle out. It's because they cheated.
No.
They started early yesterday morning in Arizona, because people were sending me stuff left and right. With Arizona, the tabulation machines weren't working. All of a sudden, Pennsylvania, the tabulation machines weren't working. They were closing some polling places. I actually know people who are on the ground that were saying they were having problems. So it was really, we knew we were in a battle, but God just kept saying, this day, declare just like David. This day, declare that the giants will fall. This day, declare your victory. This day that you say the giants will be brought and delivered into our hands. And he just kept saying all day long, you say this day. You can say, Julie, you said this day, but it didn't look like it. You can't go by what things appear like.
Right.
You can't. He's been warning us to stay focused on him. He's been warning us to not go by how things are looking. He's been warning us, rejoice, celebrate, stand, do not give in, do not quit. Why would he say those things if we weren't going to have a fight? He said, fight the good fight of faith, the one that you win. So, yes, our enemies are trying to take this country out, but God says it's not going to work.
Yeah, I got text messages from generals in Israel today, this morning, because we're going there next week. And they were like, what is going on? What's going on? I said, simple. They're cheating. And they're furious. They're absolutely furious because they know how important the United States is to the survival of Israel. The Israeli former generals are concerned and trying to figure out and asking me. I went hunting with, I didn't actually hunt. I do that for fellowship. With somebody that's tied into Carrie Lake's campaign, really high up. And he said that she was up 15 points in their internal polls, and there was no way she could lose unless they cheated beyond belief. Guess what? They cheated beyond belief. But he just texted me not too long ago, and he says Carrie Lake's still going to win.
Yeah, and it was Maricopa County was a major cesspool. And the reason why I know that is because it was getting another prophecy fulfilled, because God warned the Board of Supervisors in Maricopa County. Yep. He warned them, point blank, several months ago, don't do it. Don't do what you're going to try to do. And however he said, put it, I don't have it up here right now. And they did it again. And so it was a horrible, horrible thing that they were trying to do, with stealing that election. And again, God is watching. And he said what happened in 2020 was not going to happen in 2022. We say, well, Julia did it. No, it didn't. He's going to overturn everything, because he said there was a lot of people who are going to have victories. He said this in a prophetic word. There was a lot of people that were going to have victories, but they were going to be short-lived. That's what God said.
Well, here's something that just came out to tie into that. In Pennsylvania, this is from my dear friend Lara Logan. Project Veritas has got an election fraud on video about John Fetterman. This is a Democratic Party forum. We're scared of Dr. Oz, is what they said. And so you're going to see more of this starting to pop up. Yep. Because Mike Lindell said to his Glory audience when we were in Branson that he has people in 3,100 counties throughout the United States waiting. He didn't say where they're going to be, waiting to catch them.
God said they were going to be caught red-handed right in the act.
Mike Lindell said that last night. He said, I caught him. He's got cyber experts showing the vote switching from Walker to Warnock.
Yeah, and that's another thing. The Lord said he gave me a prophetic word about the devil went down to Georgia.
Yeah.
And he said it about the 2020 election, but he was also talking about that again. And we should not be surprised. That's why God said you need to pray for this nation. And that's one reason why he's been speaking about victory so much lately, is because we have to remember it is his victory, because he is Jehovah Nissi. He's our banner or our victory. And so we don't look to man. We can't rely on man to do all these things. Yes, we did our job. We went out and voted. And yes, they it looked like they stole our votes. But the good thing is they did it. And God's saying, because they did it again, I warned them.
Yep.
And because they didn't heed my warnings, guess what? All the things are going to topple and they're going to fall.
Yep, it is. I was doing a study in Jeremiah, I think yesterday, Jeremiah 39, and it reminded me of my mentor, Chuck Missler, talking about how prophetic words can look different to certain people. It was the time where King Zedekiah was told by Ezekiel that he would take it into captivity into Babylon. And then Jeremiah says, you'll never see Babylon. And Zedekiah's like, see, these prophets can't even get the story straight. Well, we know in Jeremiah 39, Zedekiah's eyes were taken out. So he literally was taken into Babylon, but never saw Babylon. That's how precise God is.
That is how precise God is. And just like I told you when we were in Branson, when God had said about Benjamin Netanyahu, It looked like all hope was lost in Israel. And the Lord said, no, I'm going to take down that fraudulent government. And I'm going to bring back the one that I have anointed and appointed for this hour. And it didn't look like that was going to happen, because some other prime minister was just appointed to that position. But God is saying, no, I am going to remove them. And that's exactly what happened. He resigned, And then all of a sudden there was a fifth election in 3 years. Mm-hmm. Well, Benjamin Netanyahu, they tried stealing that one. It didn't work. And he had the victory. And God is saying, now in the United States of America, it's time for your victory. But at the same time, even though it didn't look like things went the way we wanted them last night, it doesn't mean that all hope is lost or, you know, they stole another election. Nothing's going to be done about it. No, it is time for anybody who believes in prayer. You get on your knees and you start praying. You start demanding and declaring and decreeing. It's like what he's been saying all along these last several months. You call them down. You call every person that stole election. And just because, like, even I've told you before with Brian Kemp, yep, and how he won by that much, he's one of them. I know your victory will be short-lived. And no, it's not going to go to Stacey Abrams, but it's going to go to the rightful person who was supposed to be governor of that state and who got that primary stolen from her.
Yep.
But there's been a lot of other governors. You can look at Maryland, what happened with Maryland. They called Maryland minutes after the poll closed. There was people still standing in line to go vote, and they called it. They called Doug Mastriano. They called him before I think it was 50% all finished. So again, it was all these things. People were really, just like they did with President Trump, if we get them discouraged, they'll quit.
Yep.
There was a lot of polls that were, they got to stay open late in Pennsylvania. I think it like until 10 o'clock because of tabulation machines, but they tried to get that happening in Arizona and then they said no to the people there. So there was a judge, I'm sure it was a rhino judge, if it was a Republican judge or whatever, but I don't know who it was. To tell you the truth, I have no idea. I just was told a judge had said no to them. You can already see all the stuff that was going on. People were in uproar. And I can say, God said he was going to overturn the election in Brazil. And you see people fighting and standing. This is what the United States needs to do.
Yep.
Where are those fighters? Where are those people who are going to stand up and say, you know what? You're not doing that to us again. Don't ever, ever, ever accept defeat when defeat is our enemies and not ours.
I was told yesterday that in Brazil that the military is going to take over and secure this election and flip it back. So we shall see.
Yeah, that's what God said. God said he was going to overturn it. He was going to overturn that fraudulent election.
And they used
that's what he said. This before I knew all this stuff was going on with Brazil because I can't watch the news.
Right.
And so I had no idea what was going on. I had no idea who was elected and what person was who because I don't follow other countries like that. And so I didn't know. But he said there was the fraudulent election. He was going to overturn it. Well, all of a sudden, people were saying that their election was stolen, too, because it was like prophecy about government going to come down and fraud being exposed. Well, that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
So I don't know exactly how Brazil works their elections, but the guy who was a born-again Christian or, you know, the Republican or, you know, whatever you want to call it, the side of the right, he won majority of Brazil.
Yep.
The guy won, like, one area, and all of a sudden, he won the whole thing.
Right. Yeah. There was something else with Brazil. Mike Lindell has some strong ties. And he said it was Dominion and Scorecard and Hammer, again, used by Brazil. This is just 2 minutes ago, a tweet from Carrie Lake. Wow, we're going to win big. Stay tuned, Arizona.
Yay, that's awesome.
I was talking to somebody privately, and I can't say who it was, but they said two people very high up said the same thing. The deep state is so concerned about Carrie Lake that, mm-hmm, she's their biggest fear for many reasons. But one of the reasons is that she's going to go in when she becomes governor and clean up that border and do things that even Ron DeSantis wouldn't do. That's why they fear her so much.
Mm-hmm. And I know they fear Doug Mastriano as well. And I know a lot of people in the Republican Party didn't even want him because it was the rhinos that were against him. Because he was too far to the right. And he's God's man.
Yep.
And I know that. So they mess with the wrong governors. And they mess with the wrong people all over the nation. It wasn't just, you know, here in Pennsylvania. They mess with the wrong people. And so God is saying, you know, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Well, his anointed are his children.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that. And people say, well, just like, you know, just 2020, Julie, God hasn't fixed that one yet. How do you know that?
Yeah.
God keeps saying, it ain't over. And he's also talking about his David and bringing his David back. And he says, all he needs is one stone, and that one stone is me. And so, and also he's been saying, listen to the rifle president's words. So somebody had this on the Prophecy Fulfilled channel, and it was him saying, something is exciting happening very, 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 very soon. And I was like, huh. And he's giving out a little of these, you know, he always gives out nuggets. He does that a lot. And he's giving out really exciting nuggets for us. And he's letting us know, don't give up.
That's right.
Oh, that's the word of the day. Don't give up.
General Flynn said that today on True Social.
Did he?
Yeah. Do not give up. It's not over. You look at Florida results. This is Ron DeSantis destroyed Charlie Crist by almost 20 points. Florida banned mass mail-in ballots, banned ballot harvesting, requires voter ID. Governor DeSantis created an election police force. And look what happened in Florida. You can't tell me that Florida is different than any part of the country. You and I travel all over the country. We know the heart of patriots and Christians in this country. It is not blue.
No. Oh, my goodness, no. Again, look at Pharaoh and what he did in the book of Exodus. The reason why he silenced them, the reason why he killed the little kids, he was afraid of them because they were more in number. We are more in number. And they are petrified and terrified. And God has even given me a lot of prophetic words about conversations that they're having. And I'm telling you, they did not want a lame duck. And this is the reason why they went to such a desperate situation, and they went to desperate maneuvers and things that they did with this election, and they got sloppy. Yeah. I promise you, they made mistakes. How do I know that? Because God said they were going to make them. They were going to make mistakes, and they were going to make mistakes in a great, in a big, mighty way. So they're going to fall flat. It's not going to succeed.
Nope. And there's another, Lara Logan just tweeted out another part of this Project Veritas in Pennsylvania, too. Another one caught on camera. I'm going to have to talk to Mike Lindell today, see what's going on. I haven't talked to him.
They are petrified of Pennsylvania. And I know the reason why, I mean, people may not understand. And the reason why I keep coming back here is because this state is a seat of a nation.
Yeah.
This is what it was by William Penn. It was prophesied long, long, long time ago. And the Lord told me several months ago that I think it was like a month or so ago. He said it's harvest time for that seed. There's something big happening in the state of Pennsylvania. And that's why our enemies are so petrified of this state.
Yeah.
The reason why they went after the governor, they went after the Senate race, they went after all the races here in Pennsylvania. Why? Because they're petrified of what's going to come out of this state. Because we've talked about this before. Our capital is not our capital. It will not stay in that District of Columbia. It will not stay in that area. It's going to move. And guess where it's going to move? It will be in Pennsylvania. So why? And another thing is they're going after us because of what's here in Pennsylvania is because of all the natural resources here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, fracking.
They hate what resources we have or they have here in Pennsylvania. And so they do not want to be independent. And that's why I know without a shadow of a doubt that Biden didn't win this state and that Shapiro did not win this state last night. No way on God's green earth that either one of them won that is because I know there's people, their livelihoods are at stake.
Yeah.